Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Handle on the news.
Handle on the news!
And now, here's Bill Handle.
Good morning, everybody. Handle here. It is a Tuesday now, October 19th. And a lot going on. First, a quick hello. Jennifer Jones-Lee.
Hello.
She's back.
Woo.
Boy, that sounded exciting.
Woo.
I know you went through what, the South?
I went through the South, Maryland, Delaware,
that's
West
the
Virginia,
South. Maine,
Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia. Seven and Washington, D.C.
Seven states
and a district.
Yeah, it's kind of like drove all through it, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great, though. Hit a couple of football games. Saw, I think, pretty much every member of Scott's family.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was really nice. And the South in the fall is beautiful. Anybody who's been there, it's gorgeous.
You like Scott's family.
I do. I like them a lot.
What's that like?
It's nice. You should try it.
Oh,
Family is good, Henry.
Anyway, you have to work on liking his own family.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I got to start with that. Anyway, good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Jen, just one thing. Jen, do you feel responsible? As in, do you accept the blame?
Well, sure.
For the Dodgers.
Oh.
Because you went away.
And now we're a house divided because, you know, Scott's from Georgia, so he's a huge Braves fan. Oh. So I had to sit and listen to that crap the whole trip.
Oh, man. Okay, fair enough.
That was
enough.
Not fun.
When's the next game? Tomorrow?
Tonight.
Tonight is the next game.
And well, today. It's at 2.
Oh, so by 5 o'clock, give or take, in the middle of a John and Ken show, or certainly at least Tim
Conway.
Maybe
by 6.
Yeah.
Maybe by 8.
You'll know if the Dodgers catch up a little bit, 2-1, or it is over.
No.
It's not over.
It's bad. A 3-0 hole is bad. But listen, this is the same team that came back from behind against this same Braves team.
I know, but to win 4 in a row to take it.
They could do it.
Yeah,
it's possible.
You could do it. And I could be Rex the Wonder Horse, but the chances are pretty slim. All right, Tyler, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Alex.
Morning.
And Misty.
Good morning.
Who is over there? So the crowd is here. We're all back. A lot going on today, as always. But let's start with Handle on the News. Jennifer Jones-Lee, back from the wars. Wayne Resnick and me, lead story. And, as these mandates, the dates are coming due. You must be vaccinated by X date. And they're happening right about now. In California, right here, parents are keeping kids from school to protest the mandate. We'll show them. We'll have our kids be illiterate. That's how upset we are.
The mandate doesn't even, they're not expecting it to take effect until July for grades 7 through 12.
But already
they're
started.
Look, they're making their statement, and there's this group called Moms on the Ground that is organizing these protests. I'm not sure if the idea is to hurt the schools financially by keeping the kids out so they don't get paid.
Yeah,
they don't get the funding for that
federal
day.
Government.
Is that the idea? This is how. Yeah. But here's the thing. The schools didn't invoke the mandate.
Right.
So if that's the idea,
you're hurting someone
who can't help you.
Yeah. You know, that new organization, moms who are going to have their kids sign their names with X's.
moms who will be making their child's beds for the rest of their lives.
All right, Mark Ridley Thomas, the LA City Councilman, won't be at today's meeting because he's told his colleagues, I am immediately stepping back from his council duties. Now, he didn't resign, but last week, as you remember, he was indicted on these federal was it, federal bribery and conspiracy charges.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the charges are amazing. Quick word, I'm going to ask Wayne this. When the feds file charges like this, especially against public figures, very rarely is it frivolous. I mean, there's a there.
It's never frivolous.
Right.
What sometimes happens, I don't think it would apply in this case. Sometimes it's a thing where it looks bad, and then when you dig into it, you find out that technically it didn't actually violate whatever.
That sounds like a vendetta, then, if you're talking about that.
No. I'm talking more about sometimes things look bad on the surface legitimately, and when you dig in, there are quirks and technicalities in the law, and the guy is able to possibly get, for example, a jury to acquit him.
But don't the feds understand that? Because usually when they file, what's a conviction rate is in the 90%, right? 95% or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So when the feds have you, they've indicted you, you are screwed because they are not going to just throw something against the wall and hope it sticks.
They don't file charges like this because they don't like the guy. And they don't file charges like this because they're trying to pad their stats. They file charges like this because they believe they have a mountain of solid. And they have all the emails between Ridley Thomas and the woman from USC.
And the son.
They have a lot there. And this guy is a massive dick. Sorry. I will step away from my duties, but I'm not resigning. Oh, yeah. So in other words, you're going to still draw a paycheck and you're not going to work?
Well, yes, because he doesn't want to be, quote, a distraction, which is always the case.
Then resign!
No, it's too much money. What, it's a couple hundred thousand dollars a year?
I don't know what they make.
Supervisors make?
I don't know. Just this, honestly, and this is just a personal opinion, okay? This is exactly the kind of thing that makes me think he's absolutely 100% guilty and totally corrupt, is this slick move. I'm going to remove myself as a distraction, but I'm keeping the job.
Well, that makes sense. The money.
Honor would be to resign. But hang on a minute.
Look at this guy with the accusation is this kind of corruption anyway.
Yeah.
So it should be no surprise, especially if he gets convicted. Do I think he's going to get convicted? Hell yes. Do I want him to get convicted? Hell yes.
Oh, you have a personal.
Oh, no question. Because when we were in the LA riots, no justice, no peace. He was the biggest screamer of all, including Maxine Waters. She was another one. LA is burning, and they're both saying, "Keep on burning."
Fair enough.
Public officials.
I don't have a personal vendetta against
public
him.
Officials.
He's behaving. He continues to behave like a corrupt politician, even as he's swearing that he's not, and he's offended at the suggestion.
Take a break. We'll come back, and you'll be offended that we come back. Right, Jen?
Absolutely.
What's going on? And your chance, I'm sorry about that, your chance to win $1,000. And a lot of KFI listeners are winning this. You know, every chance. I mean, $1,000 is $1,000. You know, a lot of partying with $1,000.
No, you would know.
Yeah.
Although you're factoring 1980s Coke prices into that, or 70s?
About the same.
Really?
About the same.
There's no Coke inflation?
It doesn't seem to be.
Oh, all right.
Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential. I've got potential.
Everybody, Handel here. It is a Tuesday morning, October 19th, as we continue with Handel on the News. Jennifer Jones Lee, who is back.
Woo!
Woo! Boy, that sounded exciting. Wayne and me.
And some female Los Angeles firefighters and women's advocates want the chief of the LA Fire Department to get out of there, citing a pattern of hazing, bullying, sexual harassment by male firefighters.
Yep. It's no surprise. You know what? I have to tell you, it's kind of surprising that the chief is being asked to resign, because obviously the allegation is that he must have known about it or allowed a culture. And if that's the case, yeah, he should go. I understand they also asked for flannel tops, these women firefighters.
Handle?
What?
Nothing changed while I was gone, did it?
No, I don't think so.
You better hope there nobody that the Persian palace doesn't catch fire and then a bunch of female firefighters show up, circle around, and just look at your house burned to the ground.
Bring out their marshmallows on sticks. Yes.
Okay, in Carson, people are saying that the stench is somewhere between meat that is just decaying and the most disgusting sewer waste ever. Now you've got California Congresswoman Nanette Barragán, who's asking the governor to declare a state of emergency over this foul odor that has not just made people, you know, people walk out of their house, woo, it stinks. Some people are saying they're actually getting sick from the smell coming from the Dominguez Channel that's being caused by all this decaying vegetation.
Yeah, it's horrible. So if we do a story on property prices going through the roof, probably not here. I'm willing to bet that the property values aren't very high here.
Yeah, Carson becomes the first-time buyer's paradise.
Yeah.
Except for the part where you're going to die from the fumes.
Right, and it's going to be rather unpleasant. Also, they're aerating it, like those fish oxygen aerators.
Yeah.
They're pumping in huge amounts of oxygen, hoping that that cleans it up. So there's a run on fish tank aerators all over Southern California.
Can you imagine being the real estate person who's showing a house in Carson? Like, over here, we have the master.
Why would you even try?
I don't know that
why
you
would
could.
Any? But let me ask you. Well, actually, that's not true, because there are people that would probably buy that property and buy it at fire sale prices, knowing that this is going to end and playing the long game.
Would that give somebody who is selling their house grounds to sue the city and say, hey, you're keeping me from getting a higher price for my house.
Yeah,
here's what the market value is, but because it's stinky here,
I think
people don't want to come.
I think it's too speculative. You have to be specific.
Yeah. I'm trying, people.
Yeah,
I know,
you are.
speaking of things in the water, people discovered a 30-foot panga boat on Birthday Beach. That's a beach up in Ventura County. And it was seen floating near the coast. The deputies arrive and they found the boat empty, 25 life vests on the sand. And later they found 22 people that they arrested, 13 men, 9 women. They have been taken over to Customs and Border Protection. Most of them from Mexico. There was a woman from Guatemala. No juveniles in this group. And this is a very common way that people will try to get into the country is on these small boats like that.
All right. There is a House committee that's investigating the January 6th Capitol riot that wants to hold Steve Bannon in contempt because Steve Bannon, who is a former ally of President Trump, was supposed to answer questions last week. He was supposed to go in on a subpoena. He defied that. And now they want to hold him in contempt.
Yeah. They're going to go ahead and issue the contempt order. I mean, there's no question about it. Then what happens? And depends how far they want to go. Interesting. Republicans won't say a word about this. They will not chime in. Of course not. As the committee, the select committee, it's not a bipartisan committee because the Republicans want to know part of investigating January 6th at all. So, of course, this is going to get so political. And if a contempt vote is issued against Steve Bannon, the politics. Proof positive that everybody's going after Trump on the Democratic side because it's a Democratic committee.
And Trump is suing.
Suing them for something else.
Stop this whole thing. Yeah.
And could Steve Bannon use that in his favor that, hey, I'm waiting to see what happens with the president in the first place. That's the reason that I don't want to come in because it would be a conflict of interest.
No, there's no conflict. He just doesn't want to, you know, it's all presidents arguing. Yeah, the president is arguing executive privilege. I don't think Bannon is even trying to argue executive privilege, is he?
Well, he's saying,
could he?
He's saying Trump is telling me I can't say anything because it's executive privilege.
Right.
He can't. I mean, Bannon can't invoke.
Of course
executive,
not.
Only. But Trump is apparently invoking it. So I kind of feel a little bad for Bannon because he's got a subpoena and he's got a former president telling him executive privilege. You can't go there and tell them anything.
But at what point?
He's caught right now in the middle of this fight between former President Trump and this panel.
But at what point, and you know, Trump has a history of this, if anybody even remotely does something against his position, his wishes, that becomes an enemy. I mean, he'll turn on people.
Well, that's why Bannon is in a tough place.
Yeah,
but this needs to get into court and get a court ruling already and get it over with, you know, because there is a pending lawsuit that if resolved in Trump's favor would mean Bannon made the right call.
Yeah, and it probably won't be resolved in Trump's favor.
Probably not, but until it is, right. I mean, you know about when there's a pending matter, people behave differently.
All right, let's take a break. Come back, and we'll do plenty more of Handle on the News. In the meantime, let's check in with Jennifer. And when we come back, did I not do it when we came back? Oh, good God. Okay. Here is how you get $1,000.
KFI has your chance to win $1,000.
Text the nationwide keyword
dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R,
to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info.
Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
That's dollar to 200-200.
And if you do win, you'll get a call from a number you do not recognize, and you have to pick it up. And we do this every weekday, literally from 5:20 a.m. to 7:20 p.m., 20 minutes after the hour, although we were a little late today. And your next chance, next hour. And then chance after that is the hour after that. So some really good chances to win some money. And good morning, everybody. Bill Handel here. It is a Tuesday morning, October 19th, as we continue on with the Handle on the News, Jennifer Jones Lee, Wayne, and me.
And ex-UFC fighter Chuck Liddell will not be charged by the LADA's office. Also, his wife Heidi will not be charged. This in conjunction with an incident that I guess the cops came out and there was some kind of minor domestic thing, and they both said the other one started it.
Yeah,
nobody was really hurt or anything.
So they
did arrest him though.
Yeah,
and then he got out the next morning.
Right.
And then the DA looked at it and said, right, "There's nobody to charge here."
Yeah, no one get. I mean, they were having a pillow fight.
I don't know if it was a pillow fight.
It's Liddell. It's a reference. Never mind.
Oh,
all right, a little obscure.
No, that's actually very good.
Okay,
that's pretty decent.
All right. Elijah McClain. Do you remember this name? He was the black man who died after a violent confrontation with cops in 2019 in Aurora, Colorado. Well, the mother now claims that the family has settled. We don't have details on the lawsuit, but they say that McClain was the subject of brutal force. Remember, he was the one who they did a chokehold on him.
Yes.
And they injected him with ketamine.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then according to, and I'm reading this story out of NBC, that according to the police body cam, he tells officers he's an introvert and asks them, quote, "Please respect the boundaries that I am speaking." Doesn't seem like he was out of control and they had to... subdue him. It's those body cams. I have to tell you, prior to body cams, police got away with everything. And now a lot of police are being held accountable. Matter of fact, virtually all of them are being held accountable.
Yeah, except the Supreme Court just reinstated qualified immunity.
Yeah, they did. We'll talk about
two officers.
Yep. Well, we knew that was going to happen. I said that yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, when we talked about qualified immunity, I go, the court's going to go in favor of the officers and qualified immunity. And that's exactly what happened with the decision that was handed down.
Oh, man, you don't want to be in Washington, D.C. and have to get around right now because they have pulled from their metro system more than half of the trains because of an ongoing safety issue with the wheels and the axles, and one of them derailed. And so they pulled all of the same model out of service. So imagine an already crowded public transit system with less than half of their trains in service.
Kawasaki makes the that train. I had no idea that Kawasaki made subway cars.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, there you are. Now you know.
Apparently they don't. This is not fair.
Not good
maybe.
Ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, apparently they don't make them very well. That's not fair because we don't know exactly what's going on, but there is a derailing problem.
You want to know a little history? Here's a little Jennifer history. My dad worked on the tunnels back in the day that the metro now runs through.
Oh.
He was on the crews that built the tunnels.
Oh.
How cool.
In Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and he specifically worked on the one at Arlington, and we went back like 20 years later and saw it. It was pretty cool. We all kind of cried. It was amazing.
Oh, well, this is interesting then, because this derailment occurred on the Blue Line near Arlington Cemetery, so you may want to go ask him if he was paying full attention when he built that tunnel.
Hey, Dad, what were you doing back in the day? All right. This is crazy. There was a woman on a train who was being raped, and passengers, instead of doing anything about it, pull out their cell phones and start filming it, but nobody calls 911. This is in Pennsylvania, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. Cops do not believe one single person on that train dialed 911. And now they want to know which one of you filmed the whole freaking thing, had your cell phone right there in your hand, but didn't call us.
I think a sign of the times. Also, there is no duty to call. No one's going to get nailed for that.
And I think that's...
You don't have to call.
I know you don't have to call, but God, I feel like you're almost part of it. If you're not helping
a victim. Yeah, you think there's a moral compass issue here?
Yeah. Huge.
Big time. Because there's no... I mean, if we were yelling at them for not physically intervening, I would say, stop it. You can't expect someone to physically intervene.
Right, right. But you're holding your cell phone. I mean,
you
know, because
you can go to the other part of the car or a different car and call 911 so that the guy doesn't see you calling 911 if you're worried about that. And that not one, that's what's astonishing. Not a single one of them.
We don't know how crowded the car was and how many people were there.
There were enough people that there should have been multiple calls made.
You would think.
But I think the part that kills me is their first thought was not to call 911. It was to pull that cell phone out and start filming.
That's the automatic response these days.
This crystallizes exactly where we are in society right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Come back and we'll finish up. Handle on the News on this Tuesday morning. Jennifer Jones-Lee. And good morning. Bill Handel here. It is a pleasure to have you here. Let me mute this. And, let me see if I can get this. There we go. Are we better, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay.
All better.
Yeah, much better. Okay.
Oh.
Back we go more as we finish Handle on the News, actually. All right. I don't know what the hell's going on with this.
Well, I'll tell you, while you figure out that technical difficulty.
I think we're okay now.
Okay.
All right.
Where in this country is the highest inflation rate? The Inland Empire, right here in Southern California, Riverside, San Bernardino counties.
You wouldn't have guessed that.
6.8% annual inflation rate going on over there, 4 times higher than it was a year ago. And this is now we get into sort of anecdotal. Shoppers in Fontana say they've noticed prices for a lot of stuff at the grocery store have gone up a lot, et cetera, et cetera.
But I want to point something out when it comes to inflation. The inflation figure says we're up 6% or 7%. And all of a sudden, everything is 7% more expensive. Therefore, it doesn't take into account that we also change our lifestyles to deal with that.
Yeah.
So less meat, let's say more chicken. You don't drive as much. Filling up my tank, I can't believe when I go to the gas station. I think Chris yesterday said that the average price in Texas is $2.49 a gallon.
Okay, weird. I actually have the AAA.
Yeah, go ahead.
The AAA gas price up right now. You guys guess. What do you think today's gas price is for a gallon of unleaded in California?
$18.34.
Hit it right on the head. No, I'm kidding.
It's about $4.50.
$4.51.
That's unbelievable. That's like 4 cents from yesterday.
It's been going up every single day.
But not incrementally, not by a penny here and there. It is jumping like a jackrabbit.
The national average is, I think, $3.30. Which sounds great to us.
$3.30.
It sounds great to us, right? Oh, wouldn't you love to just pay $3.34?
Of course.
But from a nationwide standpoint, that's really high.
Yeah. What is the lowest price of gas in the country?
It looks like, again, Texas at $2.97.
Yeah, so normally, like in Texas, you would be looking for closer to $2 a gallon.
I know. Can you imagine? So we're talking a buck and a half difference between,
One of the things that's driving this inflation rate overall, gas, because the inflation rate with gas is like, isn't it, Jen, like 40% or something?
Something like that, yes.
High double digits or mid double digits.
Yep. And then a year ago, so if the current average, they just break it down, average nationwide. The current average is $3.34 today. A year ago, it was $2.16.
Right. Whoa!
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that low a year ago.
It's gotten really crazy. Yeah.
All right, let me get back. All right, so the Riverside County overtime costs, they say, have exceeded $110 million in 2021. And this is mostly for fire department, emergency management, Department of Public Health, that kind of thing. In some of those cases, you could see how COVID-19 probably in those departments did keep those people on OT. Think about how many people did get sick, and then you've got people working overtime. The Department of Public Health, I mean, that kind of goes without saying in the middle of a pandemic. But they're saying, wait a minute, how was this all paid out? This was compared to $116 million the previous year. So what's going on? It actually dropped 4% when it probably should have gone up,
you would think,
if you think about it.
Amazon is ready to hire 150,000 people for seasonal jobs, at least 23,000 of those jobs right here in California, which they just announced not that long ago they were going to hire 25,000 new people in California. And this is in addition to that.
Yeah.
So they're getting very close to hiring 50,000 people just in California for the season.
What does that tell you about the size of a company when their seasonal new employment is 150,000 people?
Yeah.
Just for the holiday season. Also, they're paying $18 an hour and sign-on bonuses.
And depending on what shift and location you work, up to an extra $3 an hour on top of the
$18
for some
people. Yeah, now we're starting to talk money. And all the goods you can steal. No, that's wrong.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's part of it.
That is. That's not in the contract.
All right, well, I would bet an Amazon warehouse is probably the most difficult place to steal something and get away with it.
I would guess that's true, especially a refrigerator.
Yeah.
You can't put those. It's hard to put those in your pocket. All right.
Yeah.
I think we have time for at least one more.
Also, when it comes to hiring, California restaurants are just dying to get people. They say, hey, we are trying to reopen, but we can't pay our rent because we're trying. We get the customers in here, but we don't have the employees to deal with them, to service them. We need more people. In fact, they were in this story. It's Roman's Restaurant and Deli in Santa Monica that say they've offered higher wages, hiring bonuses, all of that, but still can't fill the positions.
It's crazy. You go to a restaurant, and I like hanging out. Some of my favorite restaurants, of course, Brent's and Anaheim White House. But I go to Cheesecake Factory. I go to P.F. Chang's. You know, I do all the high-end restaurants.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And you walk in, especially for lunch, the place is empty. And you think there'd be more people there. And they say, because even during busy times, the place is half empty. We don't have staff.
Yeah.
We don't have servers.
People have been leaving the hospitality sector in droves.
Yeah, like crazy. So, and if it weren't for the PPP money, most of these businesses would go under, hospitality businesses, and the PPP money is gone.
Yeah.
And now what do they do?
I don't know. Do you want to?
We can do one
more. Go to Jen, you know what? I think story 16 would be good to end on, considering the subject matter.
Oh, yes.
Because it's Handel's choice for president.
Yes.
Harambe as a statue. There is a 7-foot Harambe statue on Wall Street now that is covered in bananas. And why? Well, the people behind it say they just want to point out how Wall Street has become bananas when it comes to wealth disparity.
Oh, boy, that's clever.
Why does it have to be Harambe, though?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, it could just be a pile of bananas.
You would think so. And there's the people who put this together, Sapien.network, and they describe themselves as an in-development social networking platform dedicated to putting the needs and the welfare, well, let's say human beings first, but clearly it's the needs and the welfare of dead gorillas first. It is, it's, you know, a statement. You know, dead bananas. And we're talking about 10,000 bananas?
Yes.
Yep.
And they're going to donate them, but bananas go south pretty quickly.
Maybe they were sure to buy them unripe. Then by the time they're done with this little art installation, they'll be ready to go.
That's timing.
Timing is everything.
Timing
in comedy and timing in social activism
and bananas,
culture jamming.
Particularly bananas. Timing is absolutely critical. Coming up, you've heard the word existential, right? The existential dilemma that we have, the existential threat. Joe Biden loves to use that word. Who else uses that word? A whole lot. Bernie Sanders, talk about climate change. Well, I'm going to throw out two different terms at you. Existential, describe two issues as existential here in California. And I'll share that with you. I know. Well, it was kind of a convoluted tease, but we'll go forward. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.